This is Erin Bethay interviewing Jeanette DeSimone, who joined the Cleveland Hiking Club in 1976. Jeanette, how was it that you came to be a member of the hiking club?
I needed the exercise.
What types of hikes are your favorites and why?
My hikes are generally the lesser hikes right now. I have, as I said, done the 26 miler. That to me was not enjoyable because it was pushing it too much for me. But everybody's different. Everybody likes it. We have, the 40 milers and things of that sort. So 26 was nothing to them. But yeah, that's how I enjoy. And I, as I say, I like the lesser hikes. I like to smell the roses, I guess it is.
Is there any one hike that stands out in your memory for some reason?
Right. It was the one we took to Switzerland, and it was in the mountains, and we had wildflowers growing in the meadows, and we had cows in the meadows, and it was a wonderful day. Obviously, we didn't have any rain, and it was beautiful. That one I really remember, yes.
Mm-hmm. What memories do you have about Camp Onwego or club social events?
Club Onwego is a beautiful place. Unfortunately, they don't have, like we talked about before, we don't have enough parking space for everybody who wants to get in there and that. But anyhow, it is a wonderful place, and we have a lot of social events, and we have a lot of learned people. We have people that they invite in and things of this sort. So it is, we're lucky to have it, let's put it that way.
Did you participate in any other club trips besides Switzerland?
As I said, just a few locally, but outside of that, nothing really. Yeah, I haven't been on any of the major hikes that they now have available.
Mm-hmm. Do you recall any great hike leaders or memorable characters?
Lots of memorable characters and a few... not a few, there's lots of great hike leaders. The thing is that now they are rating the hikes, which they didn't have when I first joined the club. And now they're rating the hikes, so you can sort of, organize it in that, according to your abilities, you take the ones that you want to take.
So in addition to rating the hikes, what other changes have you seen in the club over the years?
Many changes. As I said, they had, at the point when I joined, they were almost thinking that they're going to have to close the club because we didn't have enough members. And then all of a sudden, health was becoming a major concern, and we started gaining people, and now we have a huge club. Yes, we have a huge club, I would say.
Mm-hmm. How has the hiking club changed your life?
Changed my life because I met my husband in the hiking club, number one. And it also has helped me as far as exercise and that goes. These hikes are available, and you don't even have to call in on most of them. They didn't have it. So, I mean, if it's raining today and you don't want to go, you don't have to go. If it's nice and sunny and you want to go, you go. You don't have to tell somebody that you're coming or you're not coming or whatever. So I think that's wonderful, yes.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Not at this point.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your time, Jeanette.
You're welcome. I'm glad to be a part.